Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cute, Curvy, Confident Life with your girl, Dr. Daryl. Now, look, 2024 is around the corner. You guys may think you have enough time. You guys may think it's only September. Well, guess what? We have 16 weeks left before January the 1st, 2024. And so what I would like to do is help you guys to start now thinking about how do you want your 2024 to look like? How are you going to plan to make sure that you are not just ready to plan for 2024, but to be ready on January the 1st, 2024? So the first thing that you need to do is this. You want to stop the vicious cycle of failing at trying to lose weight, right? We all know how to lose weight. I want you to give yourself a pat on the back right now to say, I know exactly what to do. And the reason why you know what to do is because you know what you really want for yourself. You know how you want to feel in your body. You know how you want to look and feel when you look into the mirror. You already know what to do. What happens is we're not consistent. We fall off. We mess up. And then we want to wait a week or maybe even a month before we try again because we're so hurt. It hurts to keep failing at something that you want so badly. We all get to a point where we're desperate for something and then we just try so hard and it hurts so bad when you fail at it. So then you end up giving up and it becomes a cycle. So then you'll see a TV commercial or you'll see someone that you know that you haven't seen in a while and you see that, you know, that she lost some weight and you're like, girl, how did you try it? And she's like, girl, I tried this detox tea or what have you. Now you're buying a detox tea. And when you try that, it may work for a little bit and then it doesn't. And then you're right back in that I cannot do this and asking yourself, what is wrong with you? Why can't you do this? You're looking in the mirror and you're like, I just want to lose weight and I just can't do it. So you want to be able to break that cycle of repeated failures because it hurts. And trust me, I know every summer I was bigger than what I was the previous summer. And it really, really hurts to know that you keep failing at something. So then we start to feel a little less worthy. We start to not have confidence all the time. Our confidence is inconsistent because it's not that you hate yourself. It's just that you have those days where you're just looking at yourself like, I'm so mad at you because you just cannot do this. What is wrong with you, right? And then we start to have that self-doubt. We start to see things that we want for ourselves. We start to see outfits that we want to put on. And then that little voice in the back of our head says, girl, you'll never be able to do that. You'll never be that size. You'll never be able to wear that bikini if that's what you strive to do. And so that is something that will keep you stuck. It keeps you stuck right where you are because your mindset is consistently telling you that you're going to fail. So that brings me into the other thing that you should be working on for the next 16 weeks. You should be working on shifting your mindset. It's very important that you actually believe in yourself. I spoke about this recently. If you don't believe anything that you say you want to do, if you cannot see yourself in that transformation, if you cannot see yourself walking into a room being the person that you're dreaming about, it will never happen for you. The only way that you can do that is to shift your mindset into saying that you can do this and it's just a matter of time of when you're going to get it done. And it is just as simple as that. And I often speak of affirmations. That is one way that you can change that about yourself, and you don't have to believe it. So you must change your mindset, and you must change your mindset in regards to weight loss. You're going to need to get rid of what you know about losing weight, because obviously it's not working for you. But for some reason, we keep doing the same thing over and over again. Okay, so now you want to shift your mindset to the point where you say, you know what, these are the things that I want to do for myself, for my body, to lose the unwanted weight, to wake up feeling good, to walk around without being in pain. These are the kind of things that I want to do. And then you make a plan to talk yourself, right? Talk to yourself about, look, this is what we're doing, girl. And this is a plan that we're going to follow. And this is how we're going to think from now on. So you want to shift your mindset. The third thing that you want to do is you want to gain clarity. You don't want to strive for something that's so big, or you may not even really know what it may mean for you. So you will often hear me say that my goal was to always be skinny, but at 674 pounds, skinny was so far away from that, that I couldn't even fathom or think about, well, what does that look like? And this is what I need to do to get there. It was such a big task that I was overwhelmed, and I set myself up for failure before I even started. So you want to gain the clarity about exactly what you want, because then you can make a plan. Because you know exactly what you want, and you're also able to guide your subconscious mind in thinking about what do we need to do to make this happen for us. You also want to discover your strengths and your weaknesses and use them for you. Use them to get what you want. If you know that you are really good at writing and writing down stuff and you can be consistent with it, then hey, we're going to utilize that in order for you to meet your goals. Because journaling is very important when it comes to changing your mindset and reaching little small goals so that they add up to you reaching a bigger goal. So you want to use your strengths and your weaknesses. And let's talk about the weaknesses, right? So those are your failures. When we fail, we learn things. So how about, instead of us beating ourselves up about what we're not strong at, and use it to our advantage and learn from it? So you may not be strong in this sense, but you may be really, really strong in another way in order to accomplish the goal that you want to accomplish. There are different ways to reach a goal. And so if you're consistently using the way that's really, really hard for you because for some reason you're trying to prove to yourself that I can do this, but yet you're still doing the same thing that keeps you where you are, running around in this circle, then you're not utilizing that failure for good. So it's important that you also use your weaknesses to get what you want. And the last thing is very, very important. Now, I spoke about changing your mindset, and you heard me speak about the subconscious mind. But it is so important to change and use your subconscious mind. Now, I like to think of my subconscious mind as a second person within me, because it makes it easier for me to tell her what I want, because I know that she's going to be diligently working in the background to get it done. And she doesn't sleep. She is awake. She is working on things while I'm asleep at night. And it's important that I feed her the information that she needs to make the change that I need in order to get the results that I want. And it all starts with a thought. It all starts with a confirmation or more like a conversation with her to say, look, I've gained the clarity now, right? So you gain your clarity. You know your strengths and weaknesses because you sat down and you really thought about it. And now you can actually sit with her and make a plan. How are we going to change this? I talked about changing your mindset. Okay, girl, how are we going to change our mindset so that we get what we want? How are we going to get to a point where we believe in every single thing that we want for ourselves? We believe that it's attainable. We believe that it's not just a matter of if, it's a matter of when. That's when you set deadlines. That's when you put things on a time schedule so that you hold yourself accountable. And what better time schedule to use is the next new year, which is 2024. But what you don't want to do is start working on that timeline on January the 1st, 2024. So I'm coming to you now to invite you to start now. And I have something very special for you. I'm going to start a heavy to healthy 2024 transformation email group. So you're going to sign up for the email group. You're going to get an email every week. It's going to start on September the 24th. And you're going to get an email once a week. You're going to learn something, learn a skill. You're going to practice that skill throughout the week. And then that next week, you will get another skill and email that's going to build on the previous email. Now, pardon me. It's okay if you don't start in the first week. So you'll be able to go back and get those older emails, and you still can do this. So I'm going to guide you along the way. You won't have to think about anything. You won't have to research anything. I'm going to send you everything that you need in the email. And the best thing about it is you don't even have to pay anything. Well, you do. What you have to pay is you have to pay in believing in yourself. You have to pay in sharing it with another woman that doesn't feel good about herself. That is the payment. That is the feel good so that you know that you are not only going to change your weight, you're going to change your health, but most importantly, you're going to change your entire life. Because could you imagine waking up, looking in the mirror and loving what you see with no conditions? And we're going to be doing all of these changes while we are feeling good about ourselves. There is no, oh, I'm getting ready for 2024 and I'm going to be ready on January the 1st, 2024 and I'm going to feel great that day. No, we are going to feel absolutely amazing right now, right here and now, while we are working on ourselves. We're going to have fun, and you can do this alone with getting your emails, or you can sign up with a really good friend and you guys can do it together. So I just don't want to be here on January the 1st, 2024. And I always get people reaching out to me. Look, it's a new year. I want to do things differently. You know, one of the things that I always say, you said today, yesterday, you said last year, this year. So I want you to look at yourself right now. Go back through your phone. Go back through some of your text messages a year ago and see where you were. Go, matter of fact, what's better, go and look in your pictures on your phone and go back a whole year and see where you were. Were you smaller? Were you bigger? Did you look happy in your pictures? You don't want to, at this time next year, to look back at pictures that you've taken today or maybe even tomorrow and see that nothing has changed. If you are already journaling, go back in your journals a year ago from today and see where you are and decide today that, you know what, I'm going to be in a much better place than what I was last year at this time. And we can do that together. It's doable, but you have to make sure that you remember what you're doing. We often forget. We forget a lot of times. And it doesn't mean that we don't love ourselves or that we don't just, you know, that we don't feel like we are important enough. It's just that life goes on. You end up doing other things. And women do what we always do. We put ourselves on a back burner. And we forget about the goals that we really want to do. And then we end up putting that energy towards what we don't want. And you know what that does? It attracts more energy for the things that we don't want. So could you imagine if your focus is disciplined, right? If your focus is focused, if your focus is persistent, and if your focus is consistent, Could you imagine where you would be right now and doing all those things and getting unstuck and not being in that same rut, that hamster that's still on that same wheel, that groundhog day that you're waking up in the same situation, because you were able to be consistent in what you're doing and you were able to remember every second of the day what you're working on. Now, when I say every second of the day, that's where your subconscious mind comes in, because she kicks in when you have those life things that are going on, when you're at work and you have a project and you're trying to get it done, when you have things to do for your family and you're trying to get it done. If you feed her the information, she's going to be working on it in the background when you aren't even thinking about it. That's why it's also important to go over and review your goals or your intentions every morning and every night before you go to bed. So the email group is going to help you do that. And I'm going to be helping you to do that. So make sure you sign up for the email group. What you need to do is you need to text 2024, that's 2024, to 443-775-2325. And you're going to fill out the information. You're going to get a welcome email. And then starting on September the 24th, you will get an email every single week. Now, if you want to take it up a notch, I urge you to attend my Heavy to Healthy Significant Weight Loss Masterclass. You're going to learn everything that I did to lose and keep off over 400 pounds after a failed weight loss surgery. I finally found what was most important for me to not only lose the weight, but keep it off. That is the problem. We all can lose weight. I'm sure you guys have lost weight multiple of times. The problem is you cannot be consistent and keep it off. Well, this is going to change that for you. So if you come to the masterclass, I'm going to teach you my framework. I'm going to teach you every single thing that I did. It is on October the 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Columbia, Maryland. In the future, there will be a virtual form of this, but right now it is in person. The seats are limited. There are only 15. I may do 20 seats depending upon if I have a wait list, because I want to make sure that it's intimate. I want to make sure that I'm able to touch everyone. I want to make sure that I'm able to answer questions so that when you leave, your plan is in place. And then as you get the emails every week, because you can do both, you're going to be able to really implement, because you had that full day masterclass of learning every single thing that I did. And guess what? That I still do to this day, so that I am able to keep off the weight. I'm able to love myself right here and right now. I'm able to, if I fall off, that I get right back on immediately. It is not that next Monday. It is not after I go to a party so I can eat everything that I want. It is immediately. And that comes from a mindset shift. All right. So I am so grateful that you sat here and you listened today. I'm hoping that those wheels are turning. I'm hoping that you have already texted 2024 to 443-775-2325, because it is going to be on and popping next Sunday. I may even start a Facebook group. We shall see. The email group is going to be really good, but you definitely want to take it up a notch by attending the masterclass. And I will see you guys later. It is your girl, Dr. Daryl, your extreme weight loss coach. And I love y'all. See you later. Bye.